Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Amanda Gates, and I am so excited that today I am kicking off the new and improved Energy Aligned Design 101 podcast. This is basically a relaunch. I have a new focus, title, tips, stories, and so much more. As mentioned in the intro, I'm an interior designer, feng shui practitioner, but what a lot of you don't know is that I specialize in floor plan readings. My clients have known this for years because they've been getting them. So this new podcast is going to help you do the same so that you can get a beautiful design that is energy aligned too. Now I know what you're thinking. What the hell is a floor plan reading? Well, it's really quite simple. It's like an astrology reading. I'm sure at some point or another, you've all had that done. A floor plan reading is a way for me to take a look at your home as if we were looking at the stars and seeing what's showing up in your life. For example, I'm working with a gal named Denise that came to me looking for love. Now here's the thing. Based on what I'm seeing in her floor plan, she's not going to be able to find love because the energy alignment is off. It's all wrong. She can try again and again, but it's not going to happen until we get the energy right. In my world, I talk a lot about this thing called the five disruptors. These five disruptors are the things that I see again and again that really disrupts the energy in your home. And Denise has three of them, preventing her from finding love. So that's why I want to relaunch this podcast to help you create a beautiful design that is energy aligned to help you get the home and life you want. Because listen, my firm, my interior design firm, we do the best damn design in the country. I can guarantee that. But here's the thing. We are much more than creating a pretty face, a pretty space. If you don't have the energy right, you could spend $1 billion on your interiors and it's still going to feel off, right? It doesn't matter if it's 5% or 80%. Off is off. So we want to make sure that the energy is right. We want to make sure that the energy is aligned before we put a stick of furniture in your space. Back in the day, my then husband and I, we all have one of those, right? My ex and I purchased a home in California and we took it back to the studs. It was beautiful. Oh my God, we felt amazing. Because we had found the worst home in the best neighborhood. But here's the thing. This home was in foreclosure and it was a hot mess. Oh my gosh. It was beautiful. It was 4,000 square feet in one of the prime real estate areas that everybody wanted to live in. Gated community, pool, beautiful yard. It was on an acre. It was amazing. But there's this little rule, or let's call it a loophole, in California, that if as long as you have residents that are living in your home, the bank can't take it away. Now think about that. So if you're a homeowner and you can't pay your mortgage and you learn about this loophole, you get creative. Well, that's what Vino did. This gentleman who owned this home couldn't pay his mortgage, found out about this loophole, and so he moved some homeless people into the house. Because there were quote-unquote residents living in the home, the bank couldn't take it away. So by the time we got to it, found it for sale, the bank had taken it away, and the house was a mess. There was urine on every surface imaginable. All of the cabinets had been completely ripped out. There was a stove in the middle of a space that I assumed was the kitchen. And rather than having, you know, a modern day ventilation system, they just decided to cut a hole in the roof. I mean, it did make it easier to see the stars, but it also allowed the rain, the wind, and everything else to fall through the ceiling of this home. Not to mention totally screwing up the roof. So rooms had been completely destroyed. Holes had been punched in the walls. Toilets had been ripped off. I mean, why would you use those? Well, there's no running water, but why would you use those when you can just go on the floor? So there was a lot of issues with this home, but I saw it as this beautiful, amazing space. I could see through all of this distress, and I could see through this sadness, and I could see through all of the grossness, and I could see grand chandeliers and beautiful paint and lovely carpet, and I could see it. And I knew that I could bring this house back to all of her glory. She had been really run down and dilapidated, but I knew that she was a beautiful home. And here's the thing. What I teach is that when somebody has the drive, the know-how, and the want to get the alignment right, I call that a honey heart. This is somebody who really gets what it's all about and understands that the energy comes first. Beautiful energy equals a beautiful space. Again, you can spend a gazillion dollars, but if the energy ain't right, neither will your space. So, as a true honey heart, I wanted to go in and make this space amazing. We ripped out all the drywall, took this house back to what we call the studs, put down all new subfloors. We put in a beautiful cherry kitchen, granite countertops, ended up with a 1,000 square foot kitchen, 12 foot island. We knocked out bedrooms, expanded a space to make it our master bedroom. You know, we completely remodeled all of the bathrooms. I mean, we made this space absolutely gorgeous. It was amazing. And when it was all said and done, it still felt off. I couldn't figure out what was wrong. My heart still felt heavy. Something was off. My intuition was telling me that even though we had put all of these beautiful things in this space, new paint, new floors, we even redid the fireplace, we spent thousands of dollars resurfacing the pool, but even with all the landscaping, we re-sided the house, we repainted, oh my gosh, we just did everything, and it still felt off. I was getting so frustrated because I couldn't figure out what it was. So I decided that I was going to go down to Borders. Remember them? Borders Bookstore. And I found myself standing in front of a slew of, gosh, well over 1,000 decorating books. And I must have been standing there for a good 20 minutes. I was so overwhelmed. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I had no idea what I was even looking at. And I should back up a little bit that when we bought this house, I was 20, 21. I mean, I was young. And at the time, I was going to school for med school. I had just graduated with a degree in biology. I mean, I was on a trajectory in a completely different direction. So looking at all these decorating books, I had no idea where to even start. I knew how to instinctively do the pretty. Let's face it. We all love the pretty, right? I love the pretty. The pretty's the best part, but you can't skip to that part. You have to get the energy right. So back to Borders. I'm standing there looking at all of these books, and this woman noticed me. I must have had the most perplexed look on my face. She came over and said, "Darling, you don't need those books. You need these books." And she pointed to this row of books with an F word, which would soon, by the way, become my favorite F word. I had no idea how to pronounce this F word. I had no idea what this was. And I sure as shit didn't know who this woman was, who was coming over here and telling me to look at this other subject. Her name was Marlene. And she would soon become a guiding light in my life. And I know that she was dropped in my life for this very reason. I was going down the wrong path. And I didn't realize it at the time. But when I stopped long enough and really started looking at this new thing called feng shui, a lot of things were going wrong in my life. And when I started to connect the dots, I realized that's why the energy was off. Both my then husband and I lost our jobs. We were struggling with money. Opportunities just kept, like, things would come at us, but they would miss us. We would get so excited, and then it wouldn't happen. It would be maybe a new job, a new opportunity. I was trying to get in on a local charity that I really wanted to be a part of. I wanted to be on their board. I missed out on that, and I thought it was a sure thing. So many things kept coming and going, and we were so frustrated because we felt stuck. The energy was off. So I bought a few books by this ominous F word and started diving into them. I swear to holy heaven, it was like the clouds opened up and the angels started singing. So much of what was being said in these books made sense to me. I couldn't believe it that I didn't know about this. And here's the other thing. While standing at Borders, Marlene, after pointing me to these books that I did not know anything about, as she spun around and left, she said one more thing that really changed everything. She said, "Darling, you must get your front door working, because if you don't, nothing is going to ever go right." And here's the thing. Marlene was an intuitive. She taught metaphysics and had a PhD and taught at the local school, at the local college. And here's what blew me away. I didn't know this woman, but she knew that the entire front of my house had been basically ripped off because we were having it redone because the house, the front porch was sagging. We had a couple of steps that went up to our front door, and our contractor was so busy. It was a small town, small area in California, and he was super busy. He was like constantly 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks out. So he would come and work on the house for a couple days and then disappear for like 6 weeks at a time. So the entire front of my house, including the steps, the door, everything, was completely torn apart for nearly a year. So we were using the back door. At the time, that was not a big deal. I mean, other than the occasional rainstorm or on a windy day or trying to bring groceries into the house, I didn't care. But then it was a decision that I really started to understand was a big deal. Your front door is where all of your energy enters your home. It's your mouth. Imagine if your mouth was wired shut and you're not being able to get nutrition. You'll die. And that's what was going on in my home. My home wasn't able to get nutritious, new, thriving energy swirling throughout, touching all areas of my life. And that's why things were drying up, we were missing opportunities, and things kept going wrong. Not to mention, our finances were pure shit. I mean, literally money was coming in and going right out the back door. But that's a whole nother podcast. The bottom line here is the energy was off. It wasn't aligned, and it didn't matter how much pretty I put into that space, it was never going to be right. So after learning all of this new, amazing information that was blowing me away about the energy alignment in my home, I decided to throw away med school, and I opted to sign up for the most prestigious interior design program in California. I didn't think in a gazillion years that they would even consider me because I had a degree in biology. Who wants that for interior design? It makes no sense. And lo and behold, they accepted me because I was well-rounded. But here's the best part. Marlene had hinted that I was going down the wrong path. So I realized that this was the correct path, and that's why I got accepted. The universe was working miracles. In addition, what was so amazing after that is that I get into this school. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing because I've been on this other trajectory of biology, physiology, kinesiology, microbiology, and now all of a sudden I'm dealing in floor plans, tile, carpet, paint, space planning, blah, 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 pretty. But lo and behold, my space planning instructor who I met on the second day of school, her name was Marcy, and she was a feng shui master. This is when I knew I was on the right path, and for two glorious years, I got to work with Marcy and learn more about the F word. And that's what I'm going to teach here on this podcast. I want you to have a better idea of why home readings and knowing and understanding the energy of your home is so incredibly important. This is why I believe so strongly that you need a beautiful home design that is energy aligned, because if you have this, you will get what you want in life. I promise you. This is one of the most important things you must do. Everybody always rushes to the pretty part. And oh my gosh, I so understand. I do it all the time. And in fact, I talk about this all the time, how literally 3 homes in a row, I would rush to the pretty part. But I get it. We all love the pretty part. But you must get the energy right. And this is why I do home design readings. This is why I help people get the energy right, and then I can help them make the most beautiful space they have ever dreamed of. Maybe not. Maybe it's way beyond what they've ever dreamed of. You must have a beautiful home design that is energy aligned to get what you want. Why is this important? Because when you get the energy right, everything else will follow. Your finances will be easier. Your health will be better. You'll be able to find love. You'll find supportive people in your life. There are so many incredible things that will happen to you. Amazing things that you could never imagine. And let me say that you deserve to have if you just get the energy right. And listen, I know what you're thinking. Holy crap, this is some woo-woo hippie shit. How is changing my front door going to bring me more money or more love? You know, hey, I get it. It's the most ludicrous thing you've ever heard. And that's okay. I get it. It sounds crazy. But let's get something straight. The things that are closest to you have the greatest effect on you. And it's all about results, right? At the end of the day, who gives a shit how you get there? All that matters is that you get the results. The process of creating an energy-aligned home gets you results, plain and simple. I have seen it again and again. I have helped hundreds of people, probably thousands, achieve better health, wealth, and happiness because they changed the energy before doing the design. And let me tell you, when you create a beautiful, energetic space and then go into the beautiful decoration, let me tell you, that is one hell of a kick-ass space that is going to boost your life in unimaginable ways. And you deserve that. Create a beautiful design that is energy aligned to get the home and life that you want. And hey, listen, you can do this. This stuff is so easy when you know what to do. First and foremost, pay attention to your front door. What does it look like? How are you treating it? Is the door dilapidated? Does it need to be painted? Are there cobwebs? Do you have dead plants? Take your front door seriously. Make sure it's pretty. Make sure the energy is right. Make sure that the bulbs, like if you have any lighting out there, that they're not burnt out. I can't tell you how many homes that I go to because they don't use the front door often and they use the back door or come in from the garage. Their front door is not loved on. You must love on the energy. You must feed your home. You want to create a beautiful design that's energy aligned to get the home and life you want. So let's summarize. Pay attention to how your home feels. What's going on? Does it feel stuck, stagnant? Are you struggling with your finances? Are you unable to find love? Do you have really shitty health? It's probably time to get the energy alignment right. So create a beautiful design that's energy aligned to get the home and life you want. I promise you, you deserve this. And it really is this simple. And what I always say, trust the vibe, because the energy don't lie. Thanks everyone for joining me today on Home Energy Design 101. This is Amanda Gates, and I'll be back next week to teach you more about how to get the energy alignment right in your home too. Are you ready? Let's do this.